Ah, there you go. Thank you, Silence the Voice. Once again, it is Wednesday morning, comes a screaming by. I'm telling you, I just want to end the show. I got stuff to do today that I don't want to do because...
Busy day?
A busy day. And I don't want it to be a busy day because I've got four episodes left of Gangs of London. And I'm telling you, episode five, we have hit... Remember when you asked me yesterday, I said that the violence is awesome in this thing. Like the gore.
Yeah.
And I don't like just blow 'em ups. Like, that's why I don't like the Marvel movies. I don't really think anything's happening in the movie. And then they blow stuff up because they're like, well, the plot's got nowhere to go. Blow everything up. Like, I just don't care for them. I like horrible, gory violence that has something going on, too. Gangs of London has a great story. And now they've introduced, and I'm not kidding, on pace with Rambo head explosions.
Oh, they've stepped it up.
Stepped it up. Episode 5. Up close shots of some 50 cal laser sighted super gun blowing heads up. And you don't see it coming. Like, the laser hits a guy in the head and they're like, Sean! Ah! And they tackle him. The guy that tackles him just, just juicy fruits.
You won't get that kind of killing in Marvel. You'll get some people
explosion. Yeah, I don't want killing in Marvel. Marvel has no stories.
The latest series after WandaVision. I like to call it The Falcon and the Snowman.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Timothy Hutton.
It's actually good. It's Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
About two or three episodes into it.
Maybe.
You couldn't get on it because you don't have enough Marvel
knowledge.
Yeah, background.
Well, then it's not very good. Because if it can't stand on its own.
I'm trying to look at it. If someone had no idea what was going on, right, could they join this? But you liked WandaVision.
WandaVision was fine because it didn't even try. Like, it.
So I think you could jump.
I think it recognized the dummy factor of, like, we don't like, you know, we don't want to have to explain this, and we understand half the audience isn't watching the rest of this Marvel stuff.
Yeah,
apparently it was cool. It's a thing.
Gangs of London co-creator Gareth Evans and star Sopé Dirisu defend show's violence. I'm telling you what, there's no defending what I watched last night. There's no defense for what I saw. There is zero defending what I saw. It was awesome.
Good.
Do not
defense.
Defend it, don't you? There's no defense for this. There's no defense. Other than being a mile away from it, there's no defense from what was going on. It was awesome. And it, you know, it wasn't for the sake of just being gory. Or it wasn't for the sake, like, my thing with Marvel is, okay, now they have to do the next thing. It's just formula. This has no formula. This is like, all right, they had a little sit-down meeting, and all of a sudden that red dot hit the dude in the head. And the guy across goes, Sean. And you're like, oh, he's going to take it. The dude that jumped to save him.
Is he holding a cleaver?
No, that's a full axe.
That's
fight,
an axe?
I think so. That might be a different
That might
one.
Be a gun.
I can't see it.
Oh, that guy. That's
a
cleaver.
That is a cleaver. Okay, yeah. That's a different fight. Last night there was a fight between Cole and that dude right there. And they did a full axe fight. And all the stuff that we do it. Rag defense stuff. I'm watching, like, they're doing the same. This is all 360 defense. And but the choreography of these fights is ridiculous. It's adrenaline pumping, charged television.
Are Jay and Josh consultants on this?
They could be. When they watch it, they're going to lose their minds. They're going to have a blast. It is. It's the head exploding. My friend Chris, who kind of recommended it to me, goes, tell me when you get to episode 5. Like, okay. I said, I'm in. Like, episode 4 is great. So episode 4 is ending, and I don't like binging. I like one episode and then look forward to the next episode. I don't like just sitting there. But we did 5, I did 2 in a row last night. And 5 comes on, and an hour later I get a text that said, well, and I'm like, the heads. And he goes, and the axe. And I'm like, that's all we need to say. That's a perfect review of this thing. It is awesome. Get on Gangs of London. Season 2 is coming up here in a little while, too. So you can catch up. It's only 9 or 10 episodes.
Up there with the boys?
So far,
really?
I'm as in on this as I was. It's more
fight-based.
No, it's not fight-based. It's got fights in it. It's more gory.
Okay.
Like, the fights are not why it's happening, but the fights that happen are great. The story is
equal to running through somebody at mock speed.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because that was amazing.
That was pretty awesome. Oh, yeah. The stuff I saw last night, I'm like, that's good gore.
All right, you're selling me.
Yeah. Oh, it was awesome.
I'll binge about 5 today.
Yeah, knock 5 out. Get up to episode 5. If you've got time to do nothing and your heart can slowly dissipate into just a small puddle of dust.
What's it on?
I think it's on AMC Plus, but they have it on Amazon right now for like a trial. So if you have it on Amazon, it'll be on there for 7 days. Ridiculous. And it's going to probably sell me on, if I have to, I don't know how to buy Amazon Plus. I don't know, or AMC Plus. I don't know what that is. But I thought I got AMC if I had DirecTV and I already paid for it.
But the Plus is $4.99.
The Plus costs more. The Plus means more
just
money.
It's like the Paramount Plus.
Yeah, didn't I already pay for AMC when I paid that satellite bill?
Yeah, the general AMC channel.
But then there's the extra AMC. But part of the whole DirecTV thing was you get everything offered here on that. But now HBO has, well, except for this. Now HBO charges you if they're not showing it. So if you go on the Direct and search, because I searched Raid Redemption again. I love that movie. And since I found out that this Gareth Evan guy did both, I'm like, I need to watch Raid again. If it's not on their program list, you have to pay like $3.99 for it. I'm like, well, wait a minute. I thought everything you showed at one point or another, no, you can't do that anymore.
So once you have HBO, you don't necessarily have all of HBO?
If it's not in the program, like if your direct box can't find it coming soon or having played in the last few days, you don't get it.
So, I mean, for example, if you wanted to watch The Sopranos and it's not being aired
Sopranos
on HBO.
Are on there. Sopranos are there. Okay. Because that's HBO's, like, flagship stuff.
Oh, okay. And HBO Max.
But, yeah, like a movie that comes through. And if they haven't shown it for a month and it's not coming up in a month and you want to watch it today, it'll be on there. But you can't. You got to pay for it. Which is fine. You can do a two-day rental for, like, $3.99, which is no big deal. But still, it's like, wow, they're nickel and diming us every chance now with this thing. And they said that. I remember when McCain was all over, we need a la carte TV. Where you just find what you want and you pay right there. I'm like, you think your bills are big now. Imagine what they're going to do when they realize this is a high-end show. Like, everybody wants to see The Boys. $25 an episode. And then they'll test this like they do everything else. They'll test it. They won't pay $25. Make it $15. It'll seem like a discount. People go, they just dropped the price. And then you get now it won't be networks. It'll be shows like The Boys Network. And you can just check it all out. It's I don't know what Paramount Plus is. As far as I know, it's just CBS reruns.
Yeah.
And sports.
And Breaking Bad.
They got a few things in there that are like, wow, that's okay. I could have gotten Breaking Bad off of, I think it was on Netflix for a while or Hulu or something. Anyway, but it's worth it. Whatever this one is, worth it. If you remember not last Rambo, but the Rambo before where the heads were blown up in Cambodia, we got ourselves some of that. The violence is awesome. And the fight scenes are unlike anything you've ever watched, unless you're a big Raid Redemption fan, which is one of my favorite movies ever. Just such a great action movie. That's what an action movie should look like. Plus, there's a story going on. It's not just fighting for fighting's sake. There's stuff going on, and then you have to fight. That makes sense to me. Man, do I like this. I'm done. I'm going home. I'm heading home to watch Games of London. I got 4 or 5 episodes to go. There's a lot going on, I'll tell you that. You do have to pay attention, because there's a lot of families that are... You'll like it, too, because it's kind of mob-based without any Italians. So, there's no stereotypes.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. I thought you guys hated that.
What?
That the mob and the Italian stereotype.
If there's nothing, if no Italian has anything to do with it, then we don't
want
to dig
that. Watch
yeah, of course, Italian, come
dude.
On.
They could be Italian. They're British.
No, that's not even close.
There's Algerians. They're olive skin.
No.
What do you mean no? Yes,
the Middle Easterners. There's blacks. I don't think there are any Italians.
Unbelievable.
Italians are originally Greeks to begin with.
So. Yeah, that's true. It's London. So they don't have Italians.
Oh,
all right. They got Pakistanis and Algerians. Oh, it's so good, though.
Turks and Greeks.
Yeah, they got those. Yeah, they got the original Italians, but they don't have the real, like, current modern day ones. Oh, my God, I want to go home and watch
it. Is it set now?
Yeah.
Or is it? Okay.
Right now. Oh. If I close my eyes, you know what I see? That dude's head popping off. And then another shot. Oh, another one was a dude was laying on the ground and took one. Poof, his head exploded. And he was trying to scramble for a weapon because he'd already been hit.
Splat.
He got clipped. Splat. Brady. It was a water balloon. Oh, it's the best. Watch Gangs of London. Highly recommended. And we can all thank my friend Chris Cotero. You got more coming?
So here's a selection of what you can get on AMC Plus. Soulmates, Walking Dead, Riviera, whatever that is. Mad Men. Of course, Bad old Man. Episodes. Discovery of Witches, which I've heard is
great.
Decent.
Sounds
Ron
like
is watching
witches.
That.
It's a girl show, I can
and
tell you.
Gangs
right
of London.
Gangs of London. There's no Discovery of Witches. Discovery of Witches is what Brady will have going on in his bitch barn. Gangs of London on the big TV.
No, now that I know that it's on that one, we have that channel.
So. You have AMC Plus because you're watching Discovery Witches?
Yeah.
Is she watching that in the bitch barn?
No.
She's not allowed to watch that.
Nope.
Either. Good. Has she been kicked out?
She's got her little shack over there at the end. She's got her she shed.
In the bitch
lies.
Barn?
Where she does nails, her clients.
Inside the bitch barn?
I put a TV up in
for
her.
So she can watch in her little
hall. Oh, down the hall?
Yeah.
So she can watch Bridgerton and the witch's show.
Yes.
Fiddle her bean and do some nails at the same time in her she shed.
And get paid.
But she doesn't go into your bitch barn anymore.
No.
By herself, that you know about.
Yeah, because if I, in the, it's good design.
Yeah.
Because the, you know, the clutter in there.
Yeah. Oh, you keep it messy. She doesn't like
it. Yeah.
What's cluttered? She's got magazines?
It's, yeah, I mean, she would consider it cluttered.
What is it?
Nothing. I mean, everything up there. The can collection.
Oh, all that stuff. Oh. Yeah. Oh, the room's too full. It's just poorly decorated.
Yeah.
Keep women away.
Yep.
It's your He-Man Women Haters Club. Finally, Brady kind of gets it with the man
The repellent kid. Has kicked
yes,
in.
Yes, good.
It's like, I like it.
Yeah, and that's all that matters. You don't get a say here.
You understand when that TV goes on, I don't realize anything else on the wall.
Absolutely. Do you see, is Kirby's blankie and game box and stuff still in there? Yep.
That's, yeah, yeah, that's still in there.
So Kirby's still invited in.
Yeah, but
she's still using
it. She has been, she was in there last week gaming. Yeah. But most of the time she's in her room.
Now, do you go in and say, get out? Dad's going to watch some violence.
Yeah,
nice. Right. That's what I'm talking about. That's a whole new Brady.
Oh, it's like it's country club.
Yeah. Who is this guy?
You know, there's caddy day.
Yeah.
Caddies can swim for 15 minutes. Then the member comes.
Yeah, the adult. You are the full member, not some social member. Not some. You get the course.
I'm paying the dues.
You're paying the entire fee. Good on you, Bogan. Nice work, kid. Finally, putting the foot down. Well, Kirby's foot's down all the time.
Kirby's getting her first allowance deposit today.
What's that mean?
Deposit.
She's been picking up poop.
She's been doing a job.
Yeah.
You got your own kid to pick up stuff at the house.
And she's a tiger.
Who are you? I don't know you anymore.
I say that to Kirby. Who are you?
I don't know you at all anymore. Brady had a kid. That's a built-in slave. There are no rules against making it do stuff for free. And he hired a kid from the neighborhood to clean up the backyard after Kirby's dogs.
Oh, my dad would have kicked my ass.
Killed
me. What are you doing?
Could you imagine another boy in the house mowing the grass? You come home and my dad would have just held me by the back of my neck, smashed up against the window. Watch. That's what a real son does.
And see, that's why it's different, though. It's different when it's the girl.
He'd have done it to my sister, too.
But we changed it up.
Yeah. Oh, no. My sister wasn't.
She saw a little bit. It took time that Luke was so entrepreneurial, came over there and started picking up. At age 8, he said, I'll pick up your dog poop. $5 a week.
And it didn't make you look at your daughter and say, Luke's 8 and he's willing to do this. You get your ass out. These are your dogs.
Oh, I said it right from the get-go, but she wanted nothing to do with it because
and you give the dogs
of course not. Who would?
Beneath her. Mom wants nothing to do with it as well.
Of course. So then dad has to go, well.
This is a man's job.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
We changed it.
This is the owner of the dog's job.
It took time.
Yeah. And the man's job is to assign the underlings their jobs in the house. We didn't have a boy. Sorry. It's a girl's job. Oh, yeah. I would like that.
She's
doing
it like a champ.
Good honor. And good for you. Yeah. And how much you get for it?
$40 a month.
What? Boy, Luke was getting screwed.
Yeah, Luke doubled Luke's pay?
No, because Luke upped his gig.
Oh, he got too
expensive.
To come
over 3 times a week
for
$10 a week.
And that was too much when you've got a built-in slave.
No, I'm like, well, if I'm paying
3 times a week, that's still a good deal.
Yeah.
It is a great deal.
Yeah.
So Kirby has to do it a couple times a week. I go, look at that, $40 a month. See your reaction there? I'm like, you could have that money.
$10 a week. My slave with my DNA is doing it every day. And he's going to do it like
she's
my dad did.
As a convenience for eating all the goddamn cereal in my pantry.
That's right. And I would get him a little miner's helmet. And you didn't clean the poop today? Put your flashlight on and go outside like John had to do.
She was on
do
last
it like
night.
CSI at my house.
I had to every day. Like, you get out there and clean that up. I want this yard to. I want to be able to walk through that yard. Okay. Have a flashlight on my head because I forgot. My dad used to make me mow the grass in the dark.
Yeah, we got it covered pretty good.
Yeah, good.
The night pickup is
either way,
easy.
Oh, yeah. Floodlights, whatever. I had to wear flashlights to mow the grass. My dad's like, I thought you were going to mow the grass today. I'm like, 118. He goes, I thought you were going to mow the grass today. It's 118. This isn't an argument, is it?
Yeah.
No. And now it's dark. Yeah.
I got up. It's not 118. Get your ass out there.
And he used to say, in the summer, it drove him nuts. He goes, I left, it was dark, and I'm home and it's dark. Do you know how many hours that is? I don't know. It's like it's 4 in the morning until 8 at night. He goes, I just got home and my grass is not mowed.
Dad, Jeopardy is on.
Then the day that I almost died, when I said, you can't even see the grass at night. What's the big deal? The eye just went, bah! I just saw fire and like pictures of Satan in his eyes. And he just like, that's it. And he put the helmet on, turned the light on. He goes, mow the grass. And I had to sit out there and hump this grass all night.
So you're out there at 8 o'clock at night mowing the lawn?
It was probably closer to 9. It was finally dark.
Oh, man. Summertime. Neighbors complaining.
He had a terrible day. And it was like, you were supposed to do one thing today. He had like 600 things to do. And he just looked at it like, I worked this much. You wouldn't do it. It was 118 for him, too. And he was right. He had a 118-degree day, too. And he couldn't tell anybody, guys, it's way too hot to work. Oh, he was mad. I remember that day. Oh, he was angry. And I'm out there with that stupid helmet and a light on, poorly mowing the grass that I knew I'd have to redo again the next day in 118 degrees.
You know what? Call him today and apologize.
I do it every day. I do it every day. I'm sorry I came out, is what I said. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I've texted him before. I say, I apologize for not being stillborn. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I made it out. I'm sorry I dodged that hanger, because I know for sure you had to be shoving one at me. I'm so sorry for all that, because I think of those times like, man, he had to be miserably angry. And he was. And he was right. You know, I'm out there cussing, you stupid, oh my God, look at you at night.
What'd you say?
Yeah, he could hear it. I mean, quit your pitching and get to work. What gas? Well, I guess somebody needs to go to the gas station. Take that stupid can all the way there at 9. It's great. I look back at it and I'm like, I'm proud of him. He abused his little slave. It's good work. Nice job, Brady. Way to go. That's impressive. What else you got to do? You should make her paint something for no reason. Just summer project.
It's a good idea.
Give her a thing. And lowball it. Like, go way below minimum wage.
Oh, well, there's...
What are your kids
doing? No questions about that.
Do they get an allowance? No, they got jobs, so it's kind
of... They got jobs now, but no, we stopped the whole allowance thing because I got tired of offering it and having nothing done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. I would have a list of stuff. Weeds, dog poop.
And put a price next
projects.
To it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was no takers. It was an
ugh. Oh, here we go.
Here it comes.
15 to 30 minute job took 3 hours.
Oh yeah,
because every 15 minutes
break.
What do you do in the bathroom?
Smoke break.
On my phone, taking a break. I gotta go to the bathroom. You just went 15 minutes ago.
What are they union now or what?
I got frustrated.
Got a little union together. But you back off. Call my rep.
It was more worth it to me to stop offering money and have my sanity and do it myself than to have them do it.
And it gets done that way.
What is allowance nowadays? Because I think it was like, I think I was getting $5 or $10 a week. It
maybe.
Wasn't like, yeah.
Yeah, so $40 a month. That's what I'm.
Yeah, it's a.
Okay, it hasn't went up? Okay, I didn't.
I'm probably around $5 a week.
That's what I think I was. Five
I got
or
lunch
$7.
Money was every
yeah,
day
that.
For school, but that wasn't to be spent on anything else. And then, like, extra money. I could pretty much ask, like, hey, we're going. It was event-based, really. It was like, they're doing a thing. Can I have $10? And I didn't get, like, here's your weekly allowance.
Yeah, I didn't do
that
either. If you do the, like, do the grass.
Right.
Do the stuff that you're supposed to do. And then it was, you just ask, I'm going to a movie.
We're going to a thing. Right, yeah.
Same thing.
Here.
We want to go to a movie. I need $15.
Yeah.
Jesus, do this, $15. This. Well done, kid. I would get enough for me and a popcorn and a soda, and that was it. It's like, here's $3 or $4. Because it was like movies were like $6.
Right.
So I could get like a tenner.
$3.75 growing up in Montana.
I don't know if my mom's listening, but this is a good one because I had a $20 bill, and I was waiting for a friend of mine at the mall and told her some tale about how I got robbed because I lost it. And I didn't. She kind of saw through it like right away. I whipped up some dry tears and whipped up some. I got robbed at the mall. Some kids took it. Oh, okay. She showed up and she's like, "Oh, that's terrible." And I just thought she'd just hand me another 20. We went to security. We were like turning
pictures. Oh, she called you all
describing them. They were black kids. I'm like, made up this horrible story. I did get robbed at the mall once. The kid swiped money right out of my hand and ran
away. It was
away.
An Asian kid, a black kid.
It was everybody
kid.
That doesn't look like my friend. Yeah. I think it was Middle Eastern. He said, Allah Akbar or something. He took my money and told me if I told on him, he'd kill me. Did you feel like your life was in danger? He had a gun. All right, that's him. And then they just, and I just watched some kid get cuffed. What'd I do? So he tried to kill that little boy over there.
Like, I did not.
But yeah,
you're
so
describing
my mom,
a Nerf gun.
She completely called my bluff, and we filled out papers and stuff. Okay.
You went with it.
Okay.
Did you roll it?
Oh, I went all the way. This is the first time she's hearing about it.
Taught him a new set of skills.
I'm telling you right now that this is the first time she's hearing about it. I don't think I've told that story on the air before. I've told the one about getting robbed at the mall. And then that
got
was
robbed?
Yes. I had money in my hand like an idiot. You know how they say don't flash your money?
Yeah.
Walking around like it's an ice cream cone. And I'm standing in front of the Dillard's. I think my friend John Stevens was with me, and we're standing there, and some kid bumps into me, and I turn with my ice cream cone 10, shoink, right out of my hand, and then they took off. Immediate, like ugly cry. Money. And we didn't tell on anything. We didn't do it. At that time, it was just like, but she called my bluff on that one. Yeah. The report still exists. I hope the statute of limitations is up on the murder charge I tried to get this kid on. Attempted murder, how long? Like 35. Yeah, good. He tried. But my mom said, I think she looked at me like, oh, he's not going to break. Yeah, and then he was wearing Nike shoes. I like had his outfit. I'm going to go for it. I'm full bore, lady. Let's do this.
Trying to call each other's bluff on this
yep.
one.
Huh? And what I should have done at the time was just going, it was Alan Gully. It just got a kid in trouble.
My sister still gives Bunny a hard time when we were kids, younger, because in the summer it was drop them off at 8 a.m. at Scioto. So long, see you at 5.
Yeah.
Just drop us off.
They just let them raise
you. So you swim lessons, then you'd play tennis, then the rest of the day you're 40. She wouldn't leave us, Amy claims she wouldn't give us money, but you learn how to, say, charge it to.
That's how you learn to barter,
the big boy. Thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's how he trained to be barter,
exactly.
Boy.
That's how
money
Cheetos got his name at the Snack Shack. Lunch is coming up.
Man.
Dance for a grilled cheese.
That's it.
And then the big thing they had were these ticket books. They're just paper tickets that say 50 cents,
right.
25 cents. And if you would, you'd scour around the country club and you could find a book, someone it'd drop out or something, if you could find one.
Sure.
Jackpot.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's found money.
I found one last time back in Ohio. Dad had all of his stuff he's throwing away. Saturday ticket book.
The old ticket book.
Yeah. Sent it to my brother. Mine.
You should have just gone in, used them.
I'm gonna try to cash in.
Yeah. I was
But she would say, you just left us there, to forge for our own.
Oh, she did. It sounds like she's right.
Well, that was a little bit, but it wasn't that tough.
Well, I mean, there's worse places to be
maybe
dropped
for
off.
Her. She just didn't have the game.
You didn't have the country club, but your sister was like realizing the parents aren't trying right now.
Yeah.
They got 9 to 10 hours off a day. They dumped you at 8 and just till 5.
A lot of times,
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And then what were they doing? Just
she would
reckon
you know
sheets.
She might come back there and play tennis
right. Not with you anyone,
but they're down at the adults are playing tennis down
there. She didn't come back to see you guys
every now and then.
No,
if they were Jim had the bar set up and he was serving pink things right. She'd come in there.
She'd come back for a free pop from Jim. And she was bartering too. She just had different currency than you were looking on the floor for scraps. Your mom was looking on the floor because she had to.
And Leroy.
Oh, yeah. That's what I like. Leroy's pink things.
Oh yeah.
Ah. Well, that makes tons of sense, Brady. That's why you wandering around the neighborhood and having stories about you just showing up at people's houses makes tons of sense.
Opening up charge accounts everywhere.
And the reason,
IGA calls my parents. Your son's run up quite a tab here.
That's the reason why you're so friendly with neighbors. You're not real sure which one's yours.
I think we can just commune. It's about surviving, John.
It's about abandoning, really. You're just on the other end of it. That's awesome. Well, good for you, Brady. You came out kind of normal, which is nice. Very nice. We're ever so close to the Easter kegs. So they arrived yesterday. They're down in our lobby. Yes. Got to start loading
getting
them up.
Hit up with give me some inside.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Left
hiding.
And right.
This is
Medea's getting it too from all her.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody that they're like, well, where's he hiding him? She's like, I don't know. I'll be sleeping.
This is sort of your. This is
you're
sort of your
second.
Her
out?
No,
well, take her with. She'll have fun.
I probably should.
She
actually.
Will. It's good. You
got a broken wing, so
trust me. You need a second because they got to take the photos. They got to keep track of which card
that's
it
true.
Is.
I can't. Yeah.
Yeah. You got it's. There's a lot going on with that hiding thing. And then they got to track while you're running off putting your thing. There's somebody over there watching us, and you got to put it back and try a new spot. And you get trailed. You have to.
I used to have
somebody.
Shannon go with me last time. Yeah. Like when I used to do it before. I was
Same
doing
thing. Just have a chick go with you next time too. It's just,
she's got better hair than he does.
Oh, I don't know about that. I gotta say,
Medea's and a better booty.
Medea's got, I don't know about that either. I've seen them both, and not to say hers is bad. Shannon's thick now.
But he's the roadhead is just.
Oh my god! Yeah. Well, because of the beard. Shannon's got that mustache and beard. It's like a 70s dancer.
Like Velcro dancer.
Yeah. It looks like a playmate from the 70s. It's great stuff.
Brett, you know.
get that second. I don't know. Have Medea go with you because that second is fun. And Shalana probably
Are you bringing Megan?
Probably.
Kirby loves
she
it.
She sleeps.
And Ronnie and Kirby both times. Last year was just
Well, you
Kirby.
Don't love it. You're the problem. You should go.
Right.
I'm just
sometime.
Kirby. Keep me up. If Daddy starts dozing off behind the wheel, keep him
Yeah, you're the one that doesn't. You should just take the CPAP off. And that's your problem is you CPAP and drive. And you're going right out. Yeah, because Ronnie and Kirby and neighbors have been doing Brady's job for the last 15 years. He's done it like twice. He lies and says he's tried it, but we all know. I get reports back from the people. I did it for Brady that year. I'm like, oh, is that right? Yeah, four of us did it because Brady didn't feel like it, so he asked us like a week earlier. I'm like, okay, that's good.
Have you ever done it, in all honesty?
No.
The year he did it, he just kicked him out of the back of his truck, and Thomas Wells followed him to work. I got three kegs, a full of Brady.
Like depth charges on a
How
ship.
Many QTs did you stop at that morning?
One QT, a McDonald's, and a Starbucks, and Thomas got all three.
Got all of them.
I knew Brady's route, so I waited. I saw him go into the QT, and he got out. He got a hot dog and a giant pink drink, and he came out and then just dropped a keg in the parking lot and drove down the road and went to a Starbucks. I followed him. He goes in. I'm like, he's not going to Starbucks, too, is he? He goes in the drive-thru, grabs a drink, throws one out, and grabs that. Then he went to McDonald's. Like he went where? Yeah. And he just got out and put it on the curb and picked it up. I got three kegs. Thomas had three. Comes clanking in with Donna and kong, 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 kong. Look at me. I'm king of the keg hunt. Yeah, just full of Brady. So we did that, and then Brady's like, fam, effort, schmeffort. So then from there on, it's been neighbors and Ronnie.
It has changed since the first year, though. First year we did it.
We weren't
worried
sure.
Because you're on the line for the kegs. And
oh, we were getting yelled at constantly.
People won't look for these things. Or,
nobody's going to. First off, Chuck would scream, nobody's going to look for these goddamn kegs. Yep. Second, it's $1,000 a keg. He always said that.
Thousand?
Oh, he didn't.
Oh, yeah.
His wife's company.
If we don't get any return.
Oh, every time he hated something, the value of that thing rose by 100 times.
Oh, exponentially.
My wife tried to do something. Her company tried to step up for you guys. And you know what?
A $1 billion
business. You said no. It's $1 billion goddamn business. And you guys say no to her. So you know everything. I'm like, she is not $1 billion business. She is too. And she tried,
she tried to,
and he'd storm out. And she had, they were going to redo the KUPD logo. And I got privy to sit in on this meeting, which was great. And a man named, his last name was Volcano. And he was
straight from Broadway.
Oh, it was a show. And Volcano comes up and he goes, here's the new KUPD.
Just
Are you ready?
It.
And it said today's hits in these big purple bubble letters. And Chuck's looking, and he's putting them down. And this is his wife's company. And all of them were for...
One looked like it was from the cabaret.
All of them were
the lights and the letters.
98.7. He listened to the wrong station and for a month. And we paid him a lot of money, and they put up all these treatments. I like that one. And I'm like, the purple bubble letters that say today's hits? Yeah. All right. So we're sitting there with our heads down. We're like, we're going to get yelled at for hating all of these. And I think it was Larry that said, none of these fit what we do. I mean, how in the world is this what is today's hit? Oh, Larry knows everything. Yep. It's only a goddamn $1 trillion entity. Yep. You go ahead, Larry. You go ahead and take your $35K a year and tell the experts that run the diamond mine called my wife's business and tell them what to do. You know everything.
Chuck, are they experts only because they say they are?
Do you know what a quadrillion is? Because they've got 10 of them. That's their monthly flow. Not like you'd know. You are monthly flow. But yeah, so the first year we were afraid. So we just like put them in the middle of the road. Like, please find these. Because it's $1,000 and anybody's kegs that don't get found, you're paying for it.
Yeah, you wanted to be able to see them from the road.
Yeah. And then we realized that in 20 minutes, all of them were swept up.
We also put them in places, I'd say we, but other people were putting them in places that's when we got the calls from businesses.
Well, yeah, they didn't know what it
over
was.
Over the next couple of years, hilarious, on golf courses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, can't do cemeteries or golf courses. We learned that the hard way. You know, it's trial and error. The one time I hit it on the sixth floor of the parking garage at Fashion Square.
That's the one.
And people started to drift race out of there once it got found. And then there was 100 people like, whatever you guys are doing, please ask your listeners to stop. We have a drift race going on right now.
The fight like 100 on a mountain. People.
That was me and Shannon. That
was
that
you
thing
guys.
Up there.
Yeah, so we got some stuff. But we've got it pretty much figured out now. And there's $5,000 on it for you. Plus. By the way.
You guys are good.
There are 10 kegs now worth $500
extra. Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to Josh from Action yesterday. Yeah. He was here picking up the kegs, and he's got his extra goodies that are going to go with those 10 kegs. And
so it's 500 plus,
right?
This is ridiculous. Like Action Ride Shop has put a $500 bounty on a bunch of kegs. We'll spin them randomly and find out the one that we've got for sure worth an extra 500 is going out with Brett tomorrow morning, and he's going to lock it up and get a combo together and
keg number one,
extra 500. We might have to get one of them. Six number locks.
Oh yeah,
you get a really tough one because you have five on there, and we'll give you clues on how this.
So works. that keg right away. Not only are you going to get your
you just won $500
gift bag, you're going to get $500 right away, no matter what, whether you win the $5,000 or not.
Exactly, you're ahead of the game no matter what, and you put in zero effort. Really, you just showed up at Action Ride Shop tomorrow morning. Brett will be out there tomorrow, right around 7:00. So get lined up, take your chances. Brett will give you the clues on the air, and you'll try to figure out exactly what the numbers are. And that's going to be pretty awesome. But there's going to be 10 of them automatically added on $500.
Yeah, just at the spin of a wheel.
And that doesn't take you out of the $5,000 running.
Nope.
This is going to be a good one. So the Easter keg's back. Thank you to Barrio Brewing. Talked to Tad yesterday. Came by. Helped us out with that. And, of course, our friends at Action Ride Shop. And then Mavericks Friday night when we're heading on over there for the final party to award the $5,000 to the master kegger.
Some of those kegs could be in some crazy spots from what Josh was telling me, too. So. Well, and we've ridden with those guys, so we know.
Josh is hiding those kegs, but that doesn't mean Josh's kegs are.
No, not at all. It's random.
It's all random, but they're going to go nuts. Those guys. I knew when Josh said, I'll hide a few. We're like, those are going to be tough to guess because those guys are fearless. And then Drew, our friend Drew, who was unceremoniously fired for poor work performance here and then again at Bonneville Radio and now is currently holding on to a job by just his fingernail tips at some lawyer's office.
Hopefully they don't know right now.
If they've worked with him at all, they know.
But the lawyer's out of state, right? So he's got a little bit longer time.
He's got that going for him.
He's got a little bit longer time.
First visit.
To bleed it out.
First visit.
First misfired text.
Yeah, when the first misfired text with the word Esquire in it. Drew's done. Yeah, so he was let go here
I don't know what we're paying you to do. I see your business card actually now says Drew Hutchinson, guy who hangs around.
So Tripp let him go because he was just not good at what he did here. And then he got hired doing the exact same thing in another station. They're like, out.
You're just not.
And so now he's working somewhere else. I love him. I think he's a great guy.
He can hide those kegs, man.
Yeah, he's just unemployable. Let's be honest. He's got to have his own thing. Drew's an inventor of new ways not to work. No, we love him, but he's going to hide stuff in his Jeep. He's a member of the BJ Boys, the Black Jeep Club, and he can drive. And him and Gabe are going to go four-wheeling. They're going to take a few out up north. We got those. We got kegs everywhere. 98, 97 of them, because tomorrow we'll have that first one out with Brett. 97 of them all over the place. Get you $5,000, and it's fun. And it happens Friday morning. We're very excited about that. I do want to say this. Yesterday morning, we talked about climbing Everest and all that stuff. I got two emails from people who were very angry saying that we crapped on the family. Never once. It was the firefighter whose family's going to climb Everest. And I'm just I think we made it clear. And just so it is clear, in case the family was listening, because a guy emailing, how dare you say that this is stupid and this guy should have his ashes scattered? I'm like, I didn't say anything bad about.
Yeah,
didn't the firefighters
get close to that.
Love the idea. I was saying
for ourselves.
I have no concept of what that love must feel like. I don't love anything enough to climb Mount Everest for it, and I would hate to see another tragedy happen to a family that's been through so much. So for the guy in there was a couple guys who were just angry. They misheard it as if we were making fun.
Yes,
nothing but respect for firefighters. Everybody knows that, And if you don't, and I can understand why you thought we were goofing. If you're in a mindset, it's like we weren't goofing on them, goofing on ourselves. So the dude that got upset, and I explained it. I woke up to this morning and kind of was like emailing him back. And one of the guys said, thanks for explaining yourself. It just feels tense right now. But I just don't understand it. And I stand by what I said. I still don't understand.
I stand by it.
I still don't understand.
Sure.
A family in crisis and then saying, you know what we should do is climb Mount Everest. I mean, that just invites more problems.
That'll help you feel better?
Just the fact to be able to talk about it is a big thing. I mean, if that's your mission, go for it. But don't. The thing that gets you is it's like now you're trying to draw us into it. That's not our deal.
I don't even care if it becomes news. I don't. My basic feeling is you've been through enough. Don't invite more trouble. I don't look at Mount Everest as easy run.
Exactly.
I see it as potential danger. And I just don't think you should put yourselves in that position. I wasn't crapping on that guy.
And we said that years ago, the people that went out and like, you know what, in honor for you, I'm going to do something that could potentially kill me.
Right. And I just looked at it. I'm like, look, you've been through enough. And like we said, I don't think they heard this part. I admire everybody for the thought of this. I think thinking about this is incredible. I think even having it in your head that you're willing to try it is incredible. That's enough. Don't put yourself in peril. Because the last thing I can take is watching the news and find out, oh, my God, those people doing that beautiful, nice thing are in trouble. Climb Camelback, please, for my sake, for my sanity.
Right.
Do something smaller.
On the other side of it, you know, the whole Everest thing.
Yeah.
I love watching those. A couple of different documentaries and the stories,
sure.
And the fact that the horrible accidents that happen, it's the paradigm for me is the Sherpas that get hired there, which is huge money for them, and they need that money. But at the same time, they put their lives on the line every time they're doing it.
Oh, they're the most decimated group on that mountain.
Yeah. And I had I could see where some people are saying stop these expeditions. But if you talk to the people in Nepal and the people that are getting the money, like, I pay for my family on this.
Yeah.
I don't want this. But it's spread out. Yeah, we've created a monster. Yeah.
It's a line. So, yeah. So, again, if anybody thought that we were ripping on the people, we're not. I just don't think. I personally, to this day, if we were standing in the room, I'd say, look, I admire everybody who's saying this. I don't think you should do it. That's it. I told that blind school teacher in Mesa, I'm like, what are you doing? I got to do this to prove I can do it. I'm like, we believe you. Don't do this. We totally. I don't want to turn the news on and find out he couldn't. So yeah,
you never hear that.
The generosity and the incredible, heartfelt gift you can give by thinking that you're going to do this is amazing. So never once was I bashing that family. The one dude was really upset and he threatened to come down here and beat me up. And I'm like, I don't think you actually heard what I said. I said what you guys are doing was amazing. Please don't. So that's it. And I know you're going through a lot. And I have nothing but respect for the weird thing that happened to that firefighter. It was a job-related cancer. It was terrible. So I know they're going through a hard time. So they might have misheard that. I wanted to clear that up so they know in case other family members were like that. But that was not what we were doing. I'm not climbing a mountain for Brett. Certainly not climbing a mountain for
Brett. None of us are.
No, no. Climbing in my car and driving over to his house is hard enough. Lives in Gilbert, for God's sake. That's too far. I'm not going to plan going to Nepal because of Brady.
I mean, I'll eat some crawfish for you at Papa Do's.
Go to Papa Do's. That's what I would like.
Yeah. So I'll go to Texas for you.
Yeah, choke down some Texas.
Your final meal.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'd rather climb Everest. I would much rather climb Everest than try to pile into that, whatever that sandwich was. Oh, the steak sandwich. What's this? It's a sole of a shoe and a... Bread, I think that's bread, and then lava-filled potatoes? Is this the... I didn't see that on the menu.
Eat it, Percy.
I'll try.
They're Icelandic potatoes? Yes, they're glowing red.
Glowing red. They come out the volcano. You start dying from that, you're paying. I'm going to get some money out of you before you leave in the back of that gurney.
Here's your sketch.
It was horrible. Yeah. Oh, no. That's it. If Brady's dying wish was a meal at Texas, I'd be like, don't you think we should climb Everest? I do. It's 7:08. What do you got on the big board of musical treats?
All right. And the wake-up song brought to you guys by Action Ride Shop, as we've just told you guys about. Make sure you join me tomorrow morning at, like 7. I think me and Randall will be out there about 7 or so. Keg number one going out, but check out all the details, obviously, on our website as well as at Action Ride Shop on Facebook and Instagram. And Ryan Klepp was hitting me up and goes, why don't you just read the goddamn band? You should read the songs, too. So here we go. Royal Blood Limbo, Tool Sober, Nine Inch Nails, Head That Feeds, Megadeth Liar, Guano Apes, Open Your Eyes.
So much love.
Yeah, I know. And he requested Alice in Chains. No, I'm not going to. Alice in Chains, CSRO, yeah. Beastie Boys, Scion, Ghost. And then Brady had a special request a little bit earlier today. It was some kind of mashup with Slipknot, Linkin Park, and Eminem, I guess. I haven't heard it yet, so.
I got to say, and I'm not going to use the guy's name.
Okay.
Rereading the guy who was mad at me. It's one of the best angry emails I've ever received.
Ooh.
And credit to how, like, he misheard something and it set him off. And I understand. I get it.
Sensitive, yeah, of course.
Sensitive to the subject. Misheard what I said. Never once heard the praise. Only heard, like, what. So I get it. Listen to this. You're going to love this. And I'm not going to use his name because look, I'm not trying to bash this guy. I get it. Said, the guy was a lifelong friend of mine, and you sit there and talk S, disgusting. I should come down there and beat the S out of you and sprinkle your mangled body on Papago Park, you piece of S. F you and your stupid ass radio show. You're all low pieces of S. Do you realize his mother heard that? Her husband is now not feeling well, and he organized this whole thing? They're all well-trained and been training for years. You're a piece of ass. F you and everything you stand for. I hope your kids never learn how to read.
Wow.
Wow, that's, God bless.
Yeah, God bless. Well, that's all right. I understand he was upset. He thought that I'd taken shots at them, which I didn't. Listen to it again, and you'll hear me actually talk nice about them. But I was reading that this morning. I was like, oh, my God. I don't have any kids, but I hope my kids never learn to read either. I think that would be pretty fun. I think that would be pretty great. I have like a 20-year-old going, Dad. Like, look, I told you reading was off the table. I'm going to see how long we can make this go. I hope you never learn to read.
That's the thing you're least worried about.
He wants to kill me. He wants to kill me and sprinkle my bones all over Papago. But also, I hope your kids can't read. Because then they'd never find my tombstone. Like, where is Dad buried? I don't know. I can't read. I get it. He was mad. And fine. You have a right to be mad. I have a right to say I think climbing Mount Everest is crazy. I think it's crazy on a normal day. What is this? Oh, this is pretty cool.
This is the thing Brady wanted.
Yeah,
to hear,
Brady found
did
this.
You hear it?
Yeah, it's right. Neat. Yeah. So we can do it as the wake up song. It's cool.
It's not bad. Yeah.
Linkin Park, Slipknot, and Eminem, and I don't know who put this together. Is anybody getting credit for it?
Yeah, XY Clan Killer 2.
Oof.
Jeff Flake's kid's got new tag.
Sounds like Flake's son's back at it, and he's mixing tunes. XY Clan Killer, it's called?
XY Clan Killer 2.
Daniel Schwind is his name.
Okay. Well,
he's a YouTuber.
Let's just pull back on any affiliation with him. It's just the song.
Yeah, just
this,
the
is
song.
Not, this is
the
not.
This is not.
I don't know what XY Clan Killer means. So I don't really support anything that stands for, but the song on the internet's pretty neat.
It's got 200,000 subscribers, John.
So in this cancellation, day and age of cancellation, I don't really want to know what his background is. He's just good at this thing. Right?
It's a good mashup.
Right. Marge Schott ran a hell of a baseball team. I didn't necessarily believe everything she believed. She had the big red machine going for a while, and she picked up some great players in the 80s and let them.
Shotzi was an awesome dog.
Great St. Bernard, but I really didn't stand for everything Marge stood for. But while she ran those Cincinnati Reds, they had some really good years.
Brett, you'd love it with the owner if you were a baseball player for the Reds back in the day and you're warming up before the game. Hang on. I need you to walk Shotzi.
Yeah, she would make her players walk the dogs. What am I paying you for? Baseball, I thought, but I'll take your dog for a walk.
Shotzi needs a dump before the game starts.
I'm pulling back on any affiliation with XY Clan Killer. I don't know what that means. The word clan and killer are in there. Maybe he's against it.
He's the second one.
XY could be a chromosome thing. I don't know if he's against ladies or men. I don't know which one the XY is. Is that women? Or women XY? None of us know. None of us know.
They're the why. They're the X factor.
Maybe that guy should email back and said, I hope you lose your ability to read because I think we're getting dumber.
I think it's X factor because that's what they're saying at the WNBA games.
Yeah, the
X
factor.
Asking the X factor.
Are we double X? Men are XX? Richard, you think you know these things.
Yeah.
Men are XX. Women are XY.
Are we the Y chromosome?
We're the Y.
We're the Y.
Yeah. So they were telling
me. The man clan killer is what this guy calls himself.
He's both. XY.
No, XY is man. X.
I thought it was X. I thought one was individual.
Nobody knows. Look it up. None of us know.
X and Y. X male, and male Y has one man. X and one Y.
And women have XX.
Female have two X's.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's right. I knew one was one. So this is man. XX is man.
So half of us were invited to cheer for the WNBA.
Yeah, but they were the X factor. Because the X is human, and then the Y or the X is your gender. Well, it used to be. I don't know what that – I don't know what anything is anymore. So I don't know who XY Clan Killer is, but he put together this cool mashup, and we're going to play it. Because it's Linkin Park, Slipknot. And I don't know the songs they're mixing up.
Here, he has them on here.
Wait and Bleed. Until
I Bleed.
Is it? It's Until I Bleed. It's the other one.
The song is Don't Stay from Linkin Park.
I don't know that.
Wait and Bleed from...
It is Wait and Bleed?
Yep. Mary's Letter from the video game Silent Hill. Linkin Park has a bunch of songs. Victimized, Don't Stay, Points of Authority, and One Step Closer.
How long is this thing, by the way?
It's 4 minutes.
Oh, okay.
4.5
minutes. It's so cool.
And then Eminem, Till I Collapse, and Soldier.
It's unreal. Is there curses in it?
Not that I heard.
I didn't hear any either. All right, we'll check it out. I'll keep my ears open. But it's this is neat. It's a mashup. I don't know if it's even legal to have this, but it's pretty cool.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, so we can do it.
Yep.
That's enough for me.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?